It is all over here in McCool Park, and Donegal have started 2020 with victory in the Dr. McKenna Cup. They've taken victory against Monaghan by a goal and 12 to 14 points. 1 point was the difference in the end, but there was high drama at the end of the game, and Donegal have a double save from Sean Patton to thank for taking their opening victory of the competition, which puts them in a good place now heading into the game against Monaghan. That double save came from the penalty right at the end in injury time. Shane Carey had two goals at it, but Patton stood tall and answered the questions. The second save was better than the first, and Donegal did live dangerously towards the end after, but they managed to hold on for that 1 point victory. The story of the game: after 11 minutes, Monaghan were leading by 5 points to one. Jack McCarron, who went off at the half time, was very influential in that opening period as he kicked three of those five scores. Owen McHugh got the opening score of the game for Donegal in the 8th minute. And we move forward then to just before the half hour mark. Donegal had brought that deficit back to one. It was 7-6 at that stage, but Donegal had had four unanswered scores, having been 7-2 down. Michael Langan, who was the man of the match today, Conor O'Donnell, Jamie Brennan and Patter Mogan all getting in with the scores. And at the break, it was 2-9-7 was how it sat after the opening 35 minutes. Donegal were quicker out of the blocks in the second half, and it was Darrell Boyle and Michael Langan who had two scores in the opening 5 minutes to tie up the game at 9 points apiece. But the score that resulted in Donegal taking victory today was that goal by Patter Mogan, which came in the 15th minute. It was a ball sent in from a place ball by Michael Langan, which dropped in front of the Monaghan goal. Jamie Brennan seemed to get a hand to it, and it fell into the path of Patter Mogan, who rifled it past Rory Began. After that, Donegal did have two other goal chances, but they didn't materialise. One was very, very good from Jamie Brennan, which rattled off the crossbar and went over for a point. And if that had went in at that stage, it would have put Monaghan to bed. But Monaghan weren't out of this game. Late scores from Dermot Malone and Shane Carey brought it back to a 1-12-13 game. And then we had the black card from Michael Langan. He was just announced man of the match with a contribution of 4 points, and certainly was pulling all the strings in the second half for Donegal. He's to get the man of the match award, but just as the announcer had finished and we had talked about his excellent performance today, the black card was shown for a tackle on one of the Monaghan forwards. So that meant that Donegal were down to 13 men. Remember earlier in the second half as well, Brendan McCool was sent to the line for two yellow cards. But Monaghan then put the pressure on Donegal, who were down to 13, and really the defence was under serious pressure on the riverfront end of the ground. We had that penalty that we talked about that came from Shane Carey. It was a drag down on second half substitute Ryan Wiley, and it was Shane Carey against Sean Patton. It was a 50-50 at that stage, and Patton pulled off a brilliant double save to keep Donegal in the game, and that of course resulted in Donegal taking a victory. 1-12 to 14 points was how it finished. A 1 point win in the end for Donegal, and manager Declan Bonner will be happy to start the year with victory, and it means that they stay in the hunt in this competition, Martin.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the Derry game now on Wednesday night will be a big game, because Derry will be looking as if they can get a one there, that means that each team have won a match then. So Derry and Celtic Park, and that there'll be a big game. It's a good game. It was great from a Donegal point of view. It was brilliant. Now we look at Monaghan first. Jack McCarron going off, I see him with a heavily knee, icing on his right knee going off there, made a big difference. Kieran Hughes wasn't effective full forward as he was in midfield, and then they lost Darren Hughes as well, so they'll be disappointed that. But from Donegal's point of view, there were some great performances. You know, we look at it when it looked good, you know, at a time. Let's give the credit to the young lads that came in, Jack McKelvey, you know, who started the game. You had Patter Mogan, you had Owen McGettigan there, and you had Daniel Clark, all lads and young lads that came in there, which was great from their point of view. Conor O'Donnell, the centre back, then did really well while he was on the field playing there, you know. And we look at it then from Andrew McLean came off the bench, and O'Kane Mulligan would be around longer than that there. And you had, as we said, Jack McGerrin, Aaron Deeney, I think, came on at the very end there, and then Conor Morrison coming off the bench. But I think Donegal playing Michael Lang in the middle of the field had a big game. We got man of the match, he got man of the match. Jamie Brennan, we just needed to, he played well, needed to get the scores. As you said there, and you're summing up, put teams away, Oisín, when you get the chance. And he had a chance to finish the two goals to finish the game is important against, I'm not saying better opposition, but National League games will be very, 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 very important from that point of view. And I thought all around round, I think Donegal deserved it. I think the very good second half, finished with 13 men, which was difficult enough and everything else, but a good performance, you know, considering you picked up one in a game under their belt. So I think from Donegal's point of view, they'll be happy with that. But a lot of bit of work to do as well, we talked about it. Very rusty early on, but the game does stand. So yeah, I have to say that Donegal will be happy enough, and it's particularly the performance of Michael Lang in the middle of the field. Brilliant at driving forward from that area.